The WJCT News team is on a listening tour we're calling Beyond the Core. The goal is to learn more about Jacksonville's many distinctive communities and help them understand each other. One Beyond the Core listening session was in the predominantly African-American Newtown neighborhood just west of downtown. In this story, a new center there that promises to connect residents with money management help and jobs gets underway.
My apologies, we have some electrical work still doing on the stairwell, so please watch your step.
Devin Thompson is leading community partners and benefactors up the stairs of a gutted building that will soon serve as the Local Initiative Support Corporation's first financial opportunity center in Florida. Thompson, an economic development officer with LISC, says the partially demolished building with exposed wires and hollowed out walls will soon be a bustling center serving Newtown families. Back downstairs, Thompson asks guests to use their imagination.
So this is a resource room. It doesn't look like one today, but when this is done, this will become a computer lab serving as the day-to-day operational space for the participants who are working on their plans.
The building was once a four-bedroom home before becoming part of Edward Waters College. When it opens this fall, the four rooms upstairs will become spaces for counseling, while the bottom floor will be used for classes, group coaching, and day-to-day operations. The staff hasn't waited for the building to be refurbished before providing services, though. They've been occupying space in an EWC building across the street since late last year. LISC Jacksonville Director Janet Owens has high hopes for a long-lasting impact.
We've done this as an organization, LISC, in partnership with local nonprofits in more than 80 neighborhoods around the country. And we believe the partnership that we've created here is going to create one of the most sustainable models.
Participants are assessed individually, and they work with coaches who help them craft short-term goals like saving money or paying off a credit card, and long-term ones like career advancement or home ownership. Coaches work with families on average for at least 2 years. She says a lack of financial institutions in Newtown leaves residents vulnerable to high-interest, short-term lending, like payday loans.
We know that this area is what we call a financial desert without formal banking institutions in the immediate area. And typically, where communities are faced with that is when you see predatory lenders coming into those communities. And with those, it is a huge opportunity to begin to create bad money management habits.
LISC Jacksonville's Financial Opportunity Center will be ready to officially open its doors this fall. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.